We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
The EU will today publish its proposed countermeasures to US tariffs, which would be implemented if it proves impossible to reach a trade deal with the Trump administration. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin is in Brussels and will meet the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, where he will discuss what is being planned and assess the impact on Irish businesses. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The agenda for this morning's meeting between the Taoiseach and the Commission President includes economic issues such as improving EU competitiveness, as well as international crises like Ukraine and Gaza. However, the main focus is likely to be the EU's planned response to US tariffs, with the Commission publishing its proposed countermeasures should trade talks fail. The Taoiseach has repeatedly stressed that Ireland's strong desire is to secure a negotiated settlement, saying in a trade war everyone ultimately loses and the poorest lose the most of all. Mr. Martin will find out today what the Commission is planning regarding proposed countermeasures, be able to assess the impact such measures might have on Ireland and seek to ameliorate any damage to our economy. Taoiseach Simon Harris told his parliamentary party last night that the proposed EU countermeasures could bring new challenges for Ireland, adding that difficult decisions may need to be taken.
Cardinals will return to the Sistine Chapel today for the first full day of voting to elect a new pope. No pope was elected in the first ballot, which took place yesterday, resulting in black smoke. Up to four ballots can be cast by the electors each day from Rome. Our religion correspondent, Alva Kennedy.
The conclave to elect a successor to Pope Francis began yesterday evening, with crowds waiting 3 hours in St. Peter's Square for a signal from the Sistine Chapel. The result took longer compared to recent conclaves, some Vatican watchers pointing to the number of cardinal electors as a reason for the delay, others to the potential challenge of the voting process for newer cardinals. At 9 o'clock last night, black smoke signalled that the electors were unable to reach a two-thirds majority. Cardinals will return to the Sistine Chapel this morning for the next round of voting, which is due to begin at 9:30 Irish time. If no candidate is elected, they'll move to a third ballot before lunchtime, and if no one is elected then, black smoke will signal that result. The voting process will continue in that vein, with smoke emitted from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel twice a day. If a cardinal reaches the majority, white smoke will be the first signal that a new pope has been elected, but voting could continue for a number of days. Alva Kennedy, RTE News, Rome.
Irish citizen Cliona Ward, who had been detained in a United States immigration facility, was released last night. The 54-year-old, who was a US green card holder and had been living there since the age of 12, was arrested last month after returning to San Francisco following a family visit to Ireland. She was detained in relation to decades-old convictions, including traffic-related cases. A three-day truce between Russia and Ukraine, ordered by the Russian President Vladimir Putin, has taken effect. However, it's unclear if either side have been observing the ceasefire. Mr. Putin had ordered the move to coincide with Russia's Victory Day parade tomorrow, which commemorates the end of World War II. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky had described the event as a parade of cynicism. He had also renewed his call for a 30-day ceasefire. Former Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Andrei Fedorov said a long-term truce was not in Russia's interests.
Many people think here that the war should be continued, that victory is not far away, that Russia is now slowly but moving forward. And ceasefire could create much more problems for Russia than continuation of war.
New research indicates that while support for Ireland's membership of the European Union remains high, it has fallen to its lowest level in more than a decade. According to an annual survey conducted by Amorach Research on behalf of the group European Movement Ireland, support now stands at 82%. Here's Fiacra O'Kiona of our political staff.
6 years ago, the European Ireland Movement survey suggested a record high of 93% support for Ireland's EU membership. but the group's latest annual survey suggests this figure has now fallen to 82%. While still high, the figure is the lowest in a decade, with the survey previously suggesting 85% support in 2015, 92% support in 2018 during Brexit negotiations, and 88% support in 2023. Almost half of respondents said they believe the EU is overall moving in the right direction, with unity, the economy, and security the most common reasons. But one in four people surveyed said it is not, and raised immigration, the economy, and militarisation as concerns. 2,400 people were asked for their views by email for the survey, which took place in late March. Fiacre O'Connor, RTÉ News, Leinster House.
And now the weather.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
Dry today with spells of sunshine. There's a slight chance of an isolated shower in the south. Highest temperatures will range from a cool 12 degrees in the east due to a moderate easterly breeze to 19 or 20 degrees in the west.